וזה בחינס ועבודו של כל חודש תשרי הקודש והנוי רמאויד. Rav Nosenthal says this is also the avoid the service of Hashem that's supposed to be accomplished during the holy, awesome month of Tishrei, which is the month which starts with Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Aser Yimei Tshuva, Sukkos, all of that. Ki kvar biyarnu, because we've already explained shezeh b'chinas Rosh Hashanah kanal, that everything we've been discussing till now, we've shown how it was tied into Rosh Hashanah. Ki oiskinos lahamtik adinim al yidei shenichlolim b'sechel hakoilel al yidei sheshovenos b'tshuva pegam emunas chachomim. We showed earlier that on Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah is the day of din, Yom HaDin, and that's the day when the Yidden are trying to sweeten the din by plugging into the Sechel HaKoilel, which means by coming to the Tzaddik. Al Yidei Sheshovenos B'Tshuva Al Pegamam Neschachonim. We do tshuva for Pegamam Neschachonim by showing our willingness to gather together by the Tzaddik. Shaydeze Misrabim Hasforim Hagdoshim V'Nishlam HaTorah. And we learned in this chapter in Likutei Moran that when a person is zochet to be mesakein the pigam of emunas chachomim, that's how they add sforim to the Torah, and they're mashlim the Torah, whole concept of Torah shebal peh. Shezeh b'chinas tkiya shofar. That's the concept of the mitzvah of tkiya shofar, which takes place on Rosh Hashanah. Shema oirerim lahakoylois shel matan Torah. The shofar that we blow on Rosh Hashanah activates the sound of the shofar of Matan Torah. It's as if the Torah is being given anew. Kedei lahamshich b'chinas shleimus ha-Torah. Because why do we need to reenact Matan Torah on Rosh Hashanah? Because we said that this whole concept of emunas chachomim is something that's mashlim the Torah. In order to be mashlim the Torah, we have to reenact Matan Torah, and then we're going to add to that the new layers of Torah, the emunas chachomim that's going to be mashlim it. Bechinas seichel hakoilel shemamtik hakoil. The bringing the shleimus to the Torah is by our plugging into this seichel hakoilel, this chochmoilah, which is mamtik everything. V'alkein noisim letzadikim al Rosh Hashanah. This is why we learned earlier the emphasis on traveling to the tzadik on Rosh Hashanah. Kihem bebechinas seichel hakoilel, because the tzaddikim, they are the seichel hakoilel. Bechinas even shesia kodesh kadoshim, they represent mamish the even shesia, the kodesh kadoshim. The kanal, as we emphasized and explained earlier, that's Rosh Hashanah. V'acharkach, it's brought, I think, Rav Avraham Rav Nachman Zal brings in the Koich Ve'Ora that the words Rosh Hashanah are bigimatria Rabbeinu Zal's name Nachman ben Simcha, Nachman ben Feger, if I'm not mistaken, or Rebbe Nachman ben Simcha, Rebbe Nachman ben Feger, to show this concept of Rosh Hashanah, which is the Hamtoka Sadinim, is the concept of this the Tzadik Emes. And by the mother and father, because Chochma and Bina, Abba is Chochma, the father represents Chochma. There's a pasuk, Ki Eim Labina Tikra, and there's another pasuk that says that father is Chochma. I don't remember. By Yosef Tzadik, Avreich, Av B'Chochma V'Rach B'Shonim. So representing this concept of Sechel HaKoilel, which is Kolul Chochma and Bina, the Tzadik Emes who brings about this Hamtoka on Rosh Hashanah. V'acharkach b'chol aseres yimei tshuva oiskim bozeh. And then afterwards, throughout the aseres yimei tshuva, we are involved in this process. Sheshovim b'chol yoim b'tshuva al pegam emunas chachomim. That we're doing tshuva every day. What's the most important thing that we're doing tshuva for? Pegam emunas chachomim shehu yesoid hakoil, which is the foundation of our whole frumkeit, our whole Yiddishkeit. V'chol ma sheshovin yoiser b'tshuva, and the more a person does tshuva, nishlam ho emuna yoiser v'yoiser, his emuna becomes increased and more complete. V'nisrabim hasforim hakdoshim yoiser v'yoiser, and he increases the number of sforim in the world. Kimavur b'hatoyra chodi Rabbi Shimon. Shayidei kol tshuva u tshuva nisrabin hasforim yoiser, Because Rabbein Azal explains in that chapter in the Kudimran that through each tshuva that we do, the more tshuva that we do, the more we increase the sforim, we add sforim to the Torah. V'nichlolin yoyser v'yoyser b'vechinas seichel ha-kolel, and we and the Torah become more and more merged into this seichel ha-kolel. Because we said that when the Torah is lacking in shlemus, it's as if the Torah is not being nichlal in its source, chochmei lo. And our lack of shlemus comes about from our lack of plugging into the tzaddik emes, the seichel ha-kolel. So the more we improve our emunas chachomim, by which we become nichlal in the seichel ha-kolel, the more we add sforim to the Torah, the more emunas chachomim, the more the sforim of the rabbis becomes significant, gets added to the Torah, and the Torah itself becomes more nishlam. It becomes elevated to the chochmei lo. V'zeh bechinas mashek kosov bekavonois. This is what's meant by what's written in the writings of the Arizal. Shebechol aseres yemei tshuva ninseres hamalchus bechol yoim. That on each one of the 10 days of tshuva, the malchus gets sliced every single day. Kaviochol, the picture of Adam and Chava being created as Siamese twins joined back to back, Adam and Chava. And Adam represents Kaviochol, Kutchebrichu, the male. Chava represents the female, the Shechina, which is the malchus. Another word for it is the malchus. So it's brought that during each day of the Aser Simei Tshuva, that there's a slicing that's done to sever these two that are attached back to back in order to allow Chava to turn around and be able to, that there should be a yichud. In order for there to be a yichud between Zohar and Akeva, they have to be ponim b'ponim. So originally they're attached back to back where they can't unite, they can't produce anything. There's a slicing that's done that's called an asira that severs them and allows them to turn around in order for there to be a yichud ponim b'ponim. So now Rav Nosson Zal quotes, this doesn't mean chas v'shom, anything on a physical level. This is talking baruchnius. So the Arizal says, shebekol aser simei tshuva ninseres hamalchus b'chol yoim. This slicing takes place every day. V'nivnis partzufa b'shleimus. So that the malchus should be able to be built up, to become more mushlam every single day. Ki malchus hi bechinas emuna. Rav Nosson says the term malchus is synonymous with emuna, faith. We've mentioned this many times. Umalchusoi ve'emunosoi lo'ad kayomes. We say it every morning, right? The two of the malchus is the less lomigarma klum. It has nothing of its own, just like emuna has no light of its own. Emuna is compared to the moon. Shetzrichen livnoiso b'shleimus b'chol hoevorim. This emuna, this malchus, has to be built up b'shleimus. Each and every limb of it has to be nishlam. It's not something that zap and it's fixed. There's a whole major process of building it up b'shleimus. Kitzrichen emuna b'chol hoevorim meirosh v'ad ekev. Because Rabbeinu Zal teaches us that a Jew has to fill himself with emuna in every single part of his body. He's got to bring the emuna into every part of his body, from head to toe. Kemoshikosu b'mokam achar, as is brought in another chapter in Likutei Moran, b'hatoyro vayhi yodov emuna ad boya shemesh, where Rabbeinu Zal says over there, vayhi yodov emuna. There's a concept of bringing emuna into your hands. Rabbeinu Zal gives a moshul that when a Jew does netilas yedayim for bread, and he washes his hands, and then he lifts up his hands like this to Hashem. Why does he do that? Because it's brought that by doing that, after you wash your hands for bread, and you lift up your hands, and you say, Su yideichem kodesh uvorchos Hashem, that's how you draw a bracha into your hands, and into the bread that you can eat, that it should be for health, it should be good for you. So Rabbeinu Zal says, look, the only way that could be effective for the person, the only thing that would motivate a Jew to do that, is if even his hands believe in Hashem. Because otherwise, what kind of nonsense? My hands, are lifting them up like that's going to do something? The fact that a person does it shows that he has emunah in his hands. And Rabbeinu Zal says that we have to try to develop our emunah to the point where every single part of the body, the eyes, the feet, each toe has emunah in it. Every single organ of the body has emunah in it. So here's what, again, where we're talking about a procedure of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, where the Arizal says every single day this process is reenacted to try to be mashlim the Malchus more and more. Which means that during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, our mission is to try to be mashlim our emunah every single day more and more, and especially the emunas chachomim. Ad asher be'erev Yom Kippur nishlam binyan ho'emunah, to the point where on the final day, erev Yom Kippur, right before the 10th day, that's when the binyan of the emunah is b'shleimus. It's built up b'shleimus. Va'oz zeichen b'yom ha'kippurim ha'kodosh lahamshich koilos pnimiyim yoiser mimokoyim elyoin v'noira mo'oid kemavur b'kavonas. Then the Arizal explains that if a Jew does this properly throughout Aseres Yimei Tshuva, then when Yom Kippur comes along, he's zeichet to draw upon himself the sounds of Hashem that are coming from the innermost part of Hashem kaviyachol, the inner chamber of Hashem kaviyachol. Hainu, Rav Nosson Zal explains, Rav Nosson Zal brings it down again to our level. He takes what the Arizal is saying in Kabbalistic terms and bringing it down for us. Hainu, ki oz mekablin koilois shel matan Torah mimokoyim elyoin v'govoya b'yoser. On Yom Kippur, each and every single Jew who has been zeicha to be trying to do tshuva from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur we are zeicha to hear the sounds and receive the sounds of Matan Torah coming from the highest place. Ki oz nishlemes haTorah yoser v'yoser betachlis hashlemus. Because on Yom Kippur, which is day number 10 of this 10-day procedure of Binyan HaMalchus, Binyan HaEmunah, bringing the Emunas Chachamim to a peak, that day the Torah rises to a super peak, and we're zeichet to receive from the highest place. Ad shezeichen oz lahamshich luchoy soeven lamato, to the point where we're zeichet to draw the Torah from the Evan Shasiya, the Torah coming from the highest place, that's Luchai Soeven, to draw that down below. Ki b'yom ha'kippurim nitno Luchai Soeven. Because the fact is that it's on Yom Kippur, which is when the Luchais were given to us. The second Luchais, the first Luchais, were given yesterday on Shiva Sabatamuz, when Moshe Rabbeinu broke. And then 40 days, he went up to heaven for 40 days, then he came down on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and he went up for a second 40 days, and it was on Yom Kippur when he came back down, bringing down the new Luchos, the Luchos Shniyos, as they're called, the tablets of stone. Ki oz ikar shleimus haklolius bebchinas even shesiyah kodesh kadoshim. Because it's on Yom Kippur that Klal Yisrael is able to achieve this super completeness of the Evan Shasia, of the Holy of Holies, which we said is synonymous with the Holy of Holies. The Alkein, Oz, Nichnas HaKoyen Godel, Lefnai V'Lefneim, L'mokoyim Evan Shasia, Kodesh Kadoshim, L'chaper Al Yisrael. And that's why that's the one day a year when the Kohen Godel was allowed to go inside that Holy of Holies, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to draw an atonement for Klal Yisrael. Ki Oz, Nichlolim Shom B'Shleimus. Because it's on Yom Kippur that Klal Yisrael has the opportunity to be nichlal in this Sechel HaKoylel, Evan Shasiya, Kodesh Kodoshim, B'Shlemus. Oislamet Ches. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh Bechinas Gimel Sforim Niftochim B'Rosh Hashanah. This is why the Gemara says that there are three books, three Sforim that are opened on Rosh Hashanah in Shemaim. Tzadikim, nechtovim, v'nechtomim, li'alter l'chaim. Righteous people get written in and sealed immediately for life. It's for good things for the year. Rishoim, people that are rishoim, evil people, li'alter l'misa, are signed and sealed immediately on Rosh Hashanah for death. Beinanim, whereas those people that are in the middle, they can't yet be classified on in either one of these two groups. Tluyim va'oim demad Yom HaKippurim. They're hanging in the balance until Yom Kippur. Ukvar tamohu hamaforshim al maimar zeh. Rav Nosson Zal says the commentaries on the Gemara seem to wonder about this statement in the Gemara. Verubam meforshim, and the majority of the commentaries explain sheikra hakavono al chayim nitzchim, that this is not talking about physical life, it's talking about eternal life, being written in for eternal life. Because we see that there are tzaddikim that pass away, you know, otherwise how is it that the Gemara says tzaddikim get written for life every year, then how do they die? The answer is it's referring to eternity, that concept. Whereas Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what I've been teaching you now, you're going to be able to understand this very, very well. Because all of those Jews that are zeichet to believe in chachomim and tzaddikim, the noisim let tzaddikim amitim al Rosh Hashanah, and they travel to true tzaddikim on Rosh Hashanah, kulam nikroim b'shem tzaddikim al shem hatzadik shehem ekurovim elov. They are all given this title tzaddik based on the tzaddik to whom they're attached to. Ki hamechubar letohar tohar. Because the Gemara has a rule that one who is attached to one who is pure, he is pure also. So that again, this isn't the literal term, that anybody that's attached to a tzaddik is a tzaddik, whatever. But it means on a certain to a certain degree, yes. If these people have true loyalty and a true kesher to a tzaddik, then to an extent, they go under that umbrella term. They are also included in the term tzaddik. V'alkein hem nechtomim li'alter l'chaim. Therefore, all of those people, all of those students, are also written immediately for life, immediately on Rosh Hashanah. Ki atzadik u'emes koilolam miyad b'Rosh Hashanah b'seichel ha'koilil. Because their rabbi, the tzadik emes, on Rosh Hashanah, immediately plugs them into the seichel ha'koilil. B'pchinas kodesh kodoshim kemavur abatayonal, as we learned, you know, based on this chapter in the Kudemran. Ki atzadik u'emes yesh loy koyach yoiser min ha'koin godol shenichnas l'flayv rafnim. Because the tzadik emes has greater power than the Kohen Gadol, who was given the privilege on Yom Kippur of going into the Holy of Holies. Kemo Shem Razal, as the Gemara says, Yekoro hi mipninin, that the Torah is more precious than diamonds. That's the literal translation of that pasuk, Yekoro hi mipninin. But the Gemara says, Shehachochom hoemes yokor mi Kohen Gadol shenichnas lifnai v'lifnim. The word pninim, the Gemara breaks it up into two words, pni nim, like lifnai v'lifnim. That's hinting to the Kohen Gadol who had the privilege of going inside, in the innermost sanctum of the Beis Hamikdash, the Holy of Holies. The Torah, the Talmud Chacham, is yekara mipninim, is more precious than the Kohen Gadol went into lifnai v'lifnim. So if we're learning that the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, by going into the Kodesh HaKodoshim, did the highest degree of hamtoka possible, then you better believe that the chochom huemes, the tzaddik emes, can do that plus. Who says so? The Gemara says so. This isn't Chassidus Torah. He's quoting a Gemara here. The Gemara says, "Yikori him epninim." Vaydeze nechtomim li'alter l'chaim, and that's how those people who are plugged into the tzaddik, they are zeichet to be sealed immediately on Rosh Hashanah for life. Kimishom nimtokim kol mine dinim sheboilam. Because in that sechel from that sechel hakoilel are sweetened all types of din in the world. Kihem zeichim bevadai lechayim amitim. Because those people who are zeichet to emunas chachomim the real way, they are zeichet to the true life. Sheikram hu, what's called true living, Rav Nosson Zal explains. Kishezoiche lohitzi hanhogois yishorois umishpeteyemes mikol ma shalomein. When a Jew is zoiche to get to a level where whatever he learns, he's zoiche to extract from it a righteous path to go on, and he's zoiche to bring forth from it mishpeteyemes, true judgment, an honest sense of judgment. Ki nitzol mehoashanim sruchim hamakmim esamoyach. Because by through emunas chachamim, they are spared from these spoiled odors and vapors that mess up the mind, that cloud the mind of one who doesn't have Emunas Chachamim. We had learned earlier that if a person learns and they don't have Emunas Chachamim, then from their food, when they eat, there are these vapors that go up to the brain and cloud the brain. Because once a person is zochet to Emunas Chachamim and to come close to tzaddikim, that gives him this ability of drawing Mishpatei Emes and Anhogas Yishoros from his learning, and that's called Chaim Amitim. That's real living. That's learning the Torah in its truest sense. Ki Ikar Hamiso. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain. Ki Ikar Hamiso Nimsheches Michet Odom Rishon Shepogam Amunas Chachamim Kanal. We explained earlier that the main concept of death being introduced into the world came about through Odom HaRishon, by his being poigem and emunas chachomim. He didn't have faith in himself. He at the time was the chacham. Al yidei pegam achila, and it came about by eating from the Eitz Hadas, which was a defective kind of eating. Shemeyoz nimshechu ashanim sruchim hamakmim esalev. And from that point on started this process of where people eat, and it's possible that the eating should cause these bad vapors to go up to the brain and to the heart and cause the heart to become crooked. Shemishom hamisa, because that's where death originated from. Bechinas, as Hashem told Adam Arishon, ki biyoyim acholcha mimenu mois tomus. On the day that you eat from this tree, you're going to die. Shepirushay, which means despite the fact that Adam HaRishon didn't actually die until several hundred years later, once we say that the act of eating from the Eitz Hadas represented a defective eating, he started dying from that day. It's just that it was a drawn out death. It took long. But the death began the day he ate from the Eitz Hadas. Shemuchrach lomus al yidei kilkolo achilo kanal. He was forced to die via a spoiled eating, via a messed up eating. Rak hatzadike emes. It's only those, however, it's only those true tzadikim, vehanilvim aleihem, and those who are truly attached to them, misaknim bechayeihem pigam zeh. They are zeichet during their lifetimes to correct this pigam, to correct the pigam of the Eitz Hadas. V'zeichin lohitzi mishpatei hanhogos yishorois mikol mokim shaloimdim. And they are zeichet, whenever they learn, to be able to get receive from their learning a good sense of, a true sense of judgment, to be able to judge things the way Hashem wants them to judge things. Asher zeh chayehem, that's their life. When we talk about the Torah being a tree of life, that's living. Bechinas kihu chayecho. There's a pasuk that says the Torah is your life. When is the Torah your life? When it shows you a proper way of life. When your learning results in you being able to know how to live properly. So the question is, Rav Nosson Zal is asking now, so if that's the case, how come that Tzadik Emes doesn't live permanently? If you're telling me that his learning is mamish life, and he's mamtik all the dinim, and he's the one who overcomes the pekamad Yetz Adas, then why does he live? Rak shebesoif muchrochem lomus be'et yoishel nochosh. And despite this, even the Tzadik Emes has to die in the end, because of the snake, because Adam HaRishon listened to the snake. Oy machmas shelav kol echot mesakein bishleimus pegam agodol kazeh. Or because even the tzadikim amitim aren't necessarily zeichet to fix this 100%. So if they fix it 60% or 80%, it's not enough to be able to exempt him from death. Aval al kol ponim, however, regardless, Heim chayim chayim amitim bo'ilam hazeh u'bo'ilam haba. The true tzaddikim are zeichet to live a true life, both in this world and in the next world. Me'achar she'ein koyach lo hashanim sruchim la'akim eslibam. Because of the fact that they are zeichet, that these bad vapors don't mess up, don't make their heart crooked or their brain crooked. She'zeh ikar b'chinas hamisa. That's called death. When we talk about death, that's real death. Rabbeinu Zal brings in a term in the Kutimaran, he uses the term Misas Halev. There's a pasuk, Nishkachti Kameis Milev. That's called dying. When a person's cardiac arrest, Rachman Aslan, when his heart is dying because of the Ashanim Sruchim, because lack of Emunas Chachomim and lack of learning Torah the right way, which causes that when he eats, these bad vapors affect his brain, his moyach, and his leiv, in a way that even though he's walking and talking and singing and this, it's a walking corpse, Rachman Aslan. The Alkein, Lehepech, the opposite is also true, therefore, that Rishon Gemurim, those people who are real, solid Rishoim, complete Rishoim, Shehem HaChelkim Gemurim Alat Sadekwemes. Who are they? The ones who are Mamish Chelkim, complete Chelkim against the Tzadik Emes, the ones who try to do everything they can to battle against the Tzadik Emes. Shehem Iker HaRishoim. When we talk about the term Russia, they are the ones who exemplify the, who fulfill the word Russia to the maximum. Me'achar shehem hepech hatzadik u'emes. Because they oppose the tzadik, therefore naturally the most appropriate term for them, the opposite of tzadik, is Russia. The opposition of tzadik is called Russia. Ki hepech hatzadik hu Russia. V'alkein bevadai nechtomim li'alta l'misa. Therefore, they are sealed immediately on Rosh Hashanah for death. Because when a person chas v'shalom mamish goes against the tzaddik, ve'ein lohem emunas chachomim, and they have no emunas chachomim, heim bebechinas misa tomid, they are in a permanent dead state. Ki ein lohem chayim klal, they have no life. Because by them, their eating constantly causes these. Eating normally is what gives you life, keeps you alive. You have to eat to stay alive. Them, their eating keeps killing them, because when they eat, instead of it being moisif chayim, it's moisif misas alev, Rahman al-Islam. These bad vapors go to the heart and make the heart crooked, Rahman al-Islam. That's the Rishon. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, if that's how we define Tzadik and Rosha, how do we define Beinoni properly? Rav Nosson Zal says, Beinonim heim elu she'enam mikuravim letzadik emes, aval enam chelkim gamkein. The Beinoni in this case is the one who is not mamish zeichet to be attached to the Tzadik emes, not to be very close to the Tzadik, but at the same time they're not against, they don't oppose the Tzadik in any way. They hang in the balance until Yom Kippur. She'oz nichnas ha'kohen gadol lifnai v'lifnim lehoeven shesia kodesh kadoshim sechel ha'kohelo. Why till Yom Kippur? Based on this chapter in the Kutaman, you understand why till Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur was the day on which the kohen gadol went into the Holy of Holies. And we explained that the Holy of Holies represents the even shesia, the sechel ha'kohelo. V'oz im zoichim loshuv, and then if these people that are in the middle are zoicha to do tshuva by the time Yom Kippur rolls around, nimtak me'aleim hadim al yedei kohen gadol, then the act of the kohen gadol going into the kodesh hakodashim is able to sweeten any judgment against them. Mibchinas sechel hakolel, because he draws this hamtoka from the sechel hakolel. Ki ikar hahamtoka v'hachayim misham, because the main ability to sweeten all judgments and to eliminate all midas adin and also to draw life comes from there. Mibchinas sechel hakolel ki shom tzivo Hashem es habrocha chayim adoylam. That's the place, the Holy of Holies is the place from which life and brocha emanates from. Rak hamekurovim letzadik shenikroim tzadikim, however, those who are zeichet to be close to the tzadik, who are called tzadikim, nichlolim shom miyad b'Rosh Hashanah, they are zeichet to get plugged into the sechel hakolel on Rosh Hashanah. For them, it takes place 10 days earlier on Rosh Hashanah. V'habeinoinim tluyim ad Yom Kippur she'oz nichnas hakohen gadol shom. Whereas the people who are not attached to the tzaddik but not against the tzaddik, they have to wait till Yom Kippur, which is the day on which the Kohen Gadol used to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and provide the Hamtoka there.
These people that, this is very, very hard because, all the people that were Cholak and Rabbeinu were religious people, Rabbanan and Hasidim and...
So is Korach. So nothing new. So is Korach. So is Korach.
No, I'm just saying. I mean, I believe it, but I'm just saying. You know, in reality, it comes out that it's not the Chiluni, and even in our generation, it's the Talmud Chacham.
Exactly. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, and if you look in the Gemara and those places, you'll see that most of the people who we classify today as Chilonim, it's silly to use the word Rosh on them, because they are simply Tinoik Shenishbar. They are people who didn't know, who weren't educated better, didn't, you know. That's a different
kind of...
Whereas one...
They were filled with doing mitzvahs, and some of them even had Ruach HaKodesh, and they were mamish...
You bet.
Incredible tzaddikim. They say this.
The word tzaddikim, not true. One who opposes tzaddik is Russia.
But what about machlokas tzaddikim?
Ah, that's a different. It seems that that's a different. That's in a class of its own. He's asking an important question now. What about the example of Reb Boruch, the uncle of Rabbein Azal, who opposed him? Certain cases where mamish among the tzaddikim themselves, the machlokas between the Balatanya and the Reb Avram Kalis Gazal. That's in a class of its own. Their machloikis, I'll give you proof of today. This Sunday, there was a levaya, 2 days ago, there was a levaya of the Kloisenberger Rebbe in Netanya. Zechon Avrocha. I don't know anything about him much, and I'm not qualified to say anything as to who's a tzaddik or who's not a tzaddik or who's a Talmud Chacham or not. I never tested him, I don't know, and I never heard any of my rabbis comment on him. But one thing I do see, They made a comment in one of the newspapers that despite the fact that there were rabbis of the Eda Hachredis who were not pleased with him because they felt that he had too much closeness to the government and he spoke too favorably of the government, despite that, the Reb Freund traveled to Netanya and tore Kriya for him. And who else? Another person. They listed two heads of the Eda Hachredis who went to Netanya to attend a funeral, a two-hour drive, and tour Kriya for him. They mentioned Rabbi Yashiv from Yerushalayim, who, because his wife was very ill, he chartered a helicopter to fly by helicopter to Netanya to do it fast. He couldn't go because she died on that day. That's the only reason. But he had chartered a helicopter ready to go. Reb Shlomo Zalman Erbach went, among true Talmidei Chachamim, or among true tzaddikim, if they disagree on issues, the disagreement can be super powerful, the issues, but the mutual respect and love is on a very high level. And I heard people say that in America, Lavdil, in America, that when Rabbi Aaron Kotlazal passed away, the Satmar Rebbe, Zechon Avrocha, the old Satmar Rebbe, was maspid him. And there were people that looked at this so strange. There was fire between these two, super fire. They disagreed in an incredible way on issues related to Eretz Yisrael and other issues. They were major, major opponents of each other, and it was very public. Rav Aaron Kotlazal, who was accepted as the head of the yeshiva world in America at that time, versus the Satmar Rebbe, Zechon Avrocha, was the head of, and yet he eulogized him at the funeral as if he was eulogizing a best friend. Why? Because again, they disagreed on the issues, not that they were personal enemies. It's a different story. But here, Rav Nosson Zal is giving a very precise, sharp definition, that the definition of the most accurate definition of... Oislamites. Rav Nosson Zal says, so we spoke about Rosh Hashanah now, and we spoke about Yom Kippur. The Achar Rosh Hashanah of Yom Kippur, Shebohem Nisrabu Hasforam Akdoshim Venishlam HaTorakanal. Now, once we got through Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, where these Sforim got added on, the Gemara uses this terminology, three Sforim get opened up. It's like we're writing new books, which corresponds beautifully with what Rabbeinu Zal said is the definition of Emunas Chachomim, that the more we're misaking the Emunas Chachomim, the more we're adding Sforim to the Torah. So once that's accomplished, Acharkach oisin sukkos, we build sukkos. The yotzin me'abayis leishiv besukkah, we leave our homes to go sit in the sukkah. Umekayimim mitzvahs netilas dalet minim biyodayim, and we perform the mitzvah of the dalet minim with our hands. Hakol kedei sheyuchlalu Yisrael yachad bi'ahavo v'sholem godol be'emes. The whole purpose of this is to make it, to bring together all the Yidden with love and peace in unity, true unity. Kimuvaleil, as was mentioned earlier, this is the concept of Yidden going to the Tzaddik for Rosh Hashanah. Bechinas anan bechavivus etalia. It's the concept of what these students of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai zal, with their kesher with Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, where the emphasis was that our success and our greatness is dependent on the love between us, the bond between us. This is the concept of sukkos, which we celebrate after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Bechinas sukkas sholoim. Note, we said the bracha is Hapoyrei Sukkas Sholoim Oleinu. Bechinas Ahavas Chesed. Sukkah represents an union of Ahavas Chesed. Kioz Nimshochim Kol HaChasodim. The Arizal explains how during the holiday of Sukkos, the shaking of the lulav and everything is a matter of drawing Chesed upon ourselves. Bechinas Ahavo V'Sholoim. And Chesed is synonymous with Ahava. Teras Chaim, the Ahavas Chesed. Chesed is synonymous with Ahavo, which is synonymous with Sholem. The Alkein, Yoitzin Me Habayis, Umetaltel in Atzman Lesukah. Rav Nosson Zal says this is the reason why we go out of the house and we trouble ourselves, we travel to the Sukkah like. We go through this, we impose upon ourselves this tiltul, this difficulty of going to the Sukkah. This is supposed to serve as the tikkun for all of our travels throughout the whole year. To be able to purify all of our trips and all of our travels of the whole year, that they should be with tremendous holiness. So that they should serve as a tikkun for our pegam in Emunas Chachamim. We explained earlier that Eile Masei B'nai Yisrael is the tikkun for Eile Elokecho Yisrael. That the travels, the exiles and travels that the Jews go through, is the tikkun for the idol worship, or pegam Emuna, or pegam Emunas Chachamim. Ad Sheyu Nechtovim Sforim Kideshim Al Yodam. To the point where once we make a tikkun for our travels and trips, then our travels and trips result in Sforim being written. The Bechinas, as is written in the Torah, Vayichtoiv Moshe es moitzoehem lemaseim al pi Hashem. That Moshe Rabbeinu wrote Torah of the travels of Klal Yisrael, the trips of Klal Yisrael, the canal, as was explained earlier in paragraph Yutes. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Vafilu mi she'enu nesei ledrochem, even those people who don't travel necessarily to distant countries or things like that, bevadai behechrech she'yitaltel atzmoy leilech l'chutz be'iroi b'shvil asokov uparnososoy. Certainly within your own city, a person is forced to travel from his neighborhood to the center of the city, let's say, that kind of thing, for his parnosa, or for his dealings, bichlal, to deal with, to buy things, or to sell, you know, all kinds of things. Ubechol hatiltulim v'hanesiyois, and in all the travels and trips that a Jew makes, tzorech lachshoiv ulechavein lesakein emunas chachomim, he has to think and have his intent on making a tikkun for pegam emunas chachomim, laharbois svorim kedoshim batorah, that through his traveling he should add sforim to the Torah. Ki shoyresh hanasiya bigdusha, mashem shem izborach misaveh sheitztar echodom leilech lechutz velisa mimokom lemokom beiro yelira cheres makolshkin lemokom oisrochoykin kol echad kefitel tulei nasiyosoy. Rav Nosson Zal now starts explaining where is the root upon which is based the whole concept of Jews having to travel, whether it be traveling to other cities or even traveling within our own cities. What is it all based on? Hakoil b'shvil shleimus ha-Torah. The purpose of it all is that through our travels we should bring about a shleimus to the Torah. We should complete the Torah. B'bchina sanal, as we learned earlier, ki shoyresh kol dovor hu ha-Torah k'doshe kiyadua. Because the foundation of everything, the basis for everything, and the source of everything is the Torah. Ki chutz mizeh hakol hovel. Because other than the Torah, everything is nonsense. It's meaningless. V'al kein, and therefore, Srichen Lahamin, a Jew has to believe She'ikar Kavonas Hashem Yisborach, that the main reason that Hashem has Ma She'misavev She'isa Odom, that Hashem works out circumstances that a Jew should have to travel, whether it be going to a different country or to a different city or even within his own city, Hurak Bishvil Shleimus HaTorah Kanal, it's only for the purpose of completing the Torah. Now Rav Nosson Zal gives us a clear picture of what this is. Hainu, this means to say, Sheho'odom tzorich lotzeis mi beisoi leilech oilem soi lamokom acher, a Jew has to leave his house to travel or to go to a different place, kidei sheyuchal lehisvaid imodom acher, so that he can meet another Jew, oi im kamo anoshim, or meet several people, ledaber imohem me'atachles o'amiti v'anitzchi, to speak to them about Hashem, to speak to them about the eternal purpose and about the real purpose to life. She'oiru ze eze el hoemes lamitoi, so that they should inspire one another regarding the so that they should inspire each other about the real truth. Kize kol ha'odom, because this is the main reason for the creation of man. V'chol odom tzorech ledaber im chaveroi b'yiras shamayim. Every single Jew is required to speak to his friends about fear of Hashem, about serving Hashem. V'chol yoim, every single day, u'b'chol eis, and at all times. V'al kein, and therefore, mesavev Hashem yizborach, Hashem works out circumstances, sheyelech v'yisa ha'odom, that a person should have to travel, he should have to get on a bus, or an airplane, or in a car, or walk from one place to the next place. Hakoil rak bishvil zeh. It's all only for this purpose. Purpose is to be able to share Divrei Torah, to be able to share a discussion about Yiddishkeit, about religion, whether you're going to be the one that talks, or you're going to be the one that listens, or both. Rak zeh yodua. However, this is a known fact, Rav Nosson Zal says, Shekol hadvorim shebezeh ha'olam behechrich sheyislapshu b'ma she'mislapshim, that the nature of how Hashem created things in this world is that the spiritual has to be cloaked in a physical, so that Hashem doesn't make this, doesn't show this to you openly. Hashem doesn't give you a phone call before you're leaving your house saying your mission now is to speak Divrei Torah to Mr. X, who you're going to meet on this and this corner. He doesn't. Hashem makes it look like you have to go to the store to buy milk, but Hashem plans it, that you're going to meet this and this person, because Hashem knows that you're the one who has what to say to this and this person today, exactly what he needs to hear today to be inspired to make a new aschol and avodas Hashem. Or he's the one who knows exactly what to tell you today to give you the chizuk or the inspiration that you need for today. V'haklipa koidemes lepri. And we're told that in this world, the shell, the klipa, comes before the fruit. Al kein, therefore, al piroiv mislapshim hanesiyos vateltulim biskechoil. Therefore, in the majority of cases, when a person does any traveling, going anywhere, it appears as if he's doing it for iskechoil, for nansi, you know, for buying things, for selling, or he's got to go to the office. He's got all kinds of things. It doesn't. It's not obvious that the real purpose for which Hashem is setting up this trip, or this walk, or this car ride, or this train ride, is to be able to share Divrei Torah, or to be able to share inspiration about Hashem. Aval hachofetz be'emes. However, a Jew who wants the truth, who wants the real